time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Delana Barr. She is with the 4-H program. In fact, she is the Utah State University Extension 4-H coordinator for Carbon County. We're going to talk about a great event that they've got coming up, and it's kind of an open house to get you acquainted with 4-H, but also to kind of decide what programs and things they should offer in the summertime. Delana, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
So first, let's talk and let people know what 4-H is all about, because it's changed a lot.
It is. There's a lot of new changes that are exciting. A lot of people think that 4-H is just livestock, cooking, sewing, but it's so much more than that. It's from leadership to duct tape to tennis to cake decorating. It can be anything that sparks your child's interest, and then we can help it grow.
And that's kind of what this event is centered around, is to help you guys try and decide what kinds of programs you should offer this summer, correct?
Right.
So let's talk about your event and when it is and what kind of things people can look forward to at that.
Great. It is March 19th. It's a Thursday night from 7 to 9 p.m. at the USU Eastern Student Center. And so it's just an open house. We're going to have tables and displays set up of all different kinds of clubs that we can offer here in Carbon County for our kids to find their spark. So we're hoping that adults will come and see, like, oh, I can do that. I can run a club to share their spark with a child. But families to come, we want to see what the kids want to do. We're bringing down several kits from Thanksgiving Point. A few of them are like Google virtual reality goggles, an animal track tote, rocket launchers, panning for gold, crochet, magnets, cake decorating, I Spy robots, weather compasses, Star Mobile. Just so many. And if there's something there that they want to do, that's, we can just turn it into a club and help you get on your way.
And we were talking a little bit off the air before we came on camera, and that's one thing that you were saying. If you have a child whose interest is Harry Potter,
right?
Let us know. Let's see how we can turn that into a club.
Oh my gosh. I even have a teenager who's going to run a Harry Potter club. And so we can turn anything into a mountain biking, whatever your thing, we can turn it into a club.
And when do you start your summer programs?
Well, we want to start them right off after school. So kind of April, May, we want to get the leaders together, get them trained, and get the program and schedule ready so it's ready to go by May. And then the parents can plan their summer and see what clubs they want to do.
Okay. So one more time, this is going to be on the 19th. And it's going to be at the USU Eastern campus, correct?
Yes.
You said, is it going to be in the Jennifer Levitt?
Yes, in the big ballroom. Yes.
And yeah, go and find a club that might interest you. And that's the other thing that you were saying. You're kind of maybe even looking for volunteers that would be willing to help.
Definitely. If you just, and you have a hobby, let's turn that into a club. And as leaders, they can choose how many kids, usually 5's the minimum, and 6 hours for a club is the minimum, but you can make it as big or as small as you want and what accommodates your comfortable of with being with kids, even the age range you want to have. So it's really, the leaders are our most important component in 4-H.
And you've got programs that are going on right now,
right,
that kids can be involved in. What are some of those that you're going on with?
Well, right now we've got a craft club that's going on. We've had a Friday Fun Club. There's Clover Buds. Clover Buds are for 5 to 7-year-olds that are just, it's on fire right now. And so we're just looking forward to the summer. Last year we had about 15 clubs, and we were anticipating 30 or more clubs for the summer, but as is all volunteer based, so kind of like, let's have your kids come in and do a club, and then that offers so much more. Even grandmas and grandpas can help.
So if anyone's interested in going to clubs now, what do they need to do? Who do they need to get a hold of?
Well, they can call the office, and that number is 636-3233. We have a webpage, but give us a call and we can just help you get set up. One thing I want leaders to know and parents to know, that all our leaders are screened. They're safe. They've gone through a background check. We train them. So it's just, and we give them guidance. So we help them, and parents can know that it's a safe place also.
Okay. And it's something fun for the kids to do. And there's plenty of different, as you said, if whatever an interest is in that your child may have, you probably have a club for that.
Oh, definitely. And we can make one. The thing when I talk to people, they're like, oh, I was in 4-H. And it's just fond memories. And so we just are excited to give those memories to the kids now.
Okay. One last time, we're with Delana Barr. She's the 4-H coordinator for Carbon County with the Utah State University Extension Office. Let's talk about your event that's coming up on the 19th and what people need to know about that.
Just bring your family. Come and explore. It's going to be from 7 to 9, open house. And we just want you to let us know your interests. We want you to see what can be done. And let's have a great summer. Let's plan a summer that's worthwhile.
Okay. And once again, like they say, if there is a interest that piques your child's interest, we can make a club out of it.
Definitely.
Okay. Hey, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.